Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A woman was arrested and booked into the Riley County Jail on Sunday in connection with the death caused by illegal drugs. Roxanne Stewart has the story.
The woman arrested is Penny Marie Webster of Manhattan. Webster is thought to have been connected to the overdose death of a 61-year-old man in Manhattan in 2021. Riley County officials suspect Webster caused the death of the man in question. She's also suspected of distributing narcotics of an unknown quantity. Webster remains in the Riley County Jail on a $125,000 bond. Riley County Police say the investigation into the case continues. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Local law enforcement authorities are investigating a criminal destruction of property case in Manhattan. Police said a man poured glue all over his vehicle and others' vehicles in the 1200 block of Bertrand Street on Friday afternoon in Manhattan. The Hutchinson Post said officers listed a 26-year-old man as the victim who reported a known suspect. The total loss is about $2,700. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Public health officials with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, and the Kansas Department for Children and Families recently discussed approaching an aging population and their abuse as public health issues. So Kansas health care experts want to develop more partnerships and policies to protect older residents from abuse. Statewide, the numbers of elder abuse reports filed under the Department for Children and Families Adult Protective Services for fiscal year 2024, which ended June 30th, was 18,523. The previous year saw a statewide figure of 18,704, and the total for 2022 was 18,674. That figure has climbed over the past decade from a statewide number of 15,722 reports in 2014. Department for Children and Families Deputy Director of Adult Protective Services, Chrissy Khatib, said the framework exists within the public health sector to help investigate and address health hazards like elder abuse and its root causes, and she added that only 1 in 12 cases of elder abuse are reported. Lainey Faulkner, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Director of the Bureau of Health Promotion, said community health workers can be good partners for building trust between older Kansans and local health care organizations as they work to care for older residents. And Carrie Bruffett, the Kansas Health Institute President and CEO, said Kansas Health Institute staff created the Age-Friendly Kansas Advisory Committee as part of its proactive approach to serving an older population. And Kansas Health Institute officials are currently seeking online applications for the committee, with the agency's goal of elevating healthy aging as a core public health issue over the next 2 years. Governor Kelly announced that $10 million has been awarded to 12 Internet Service Providers, or ISPs, in the latest round of broadband acceleration grants, and the awards will be paired with an additional $12.7 million in matching funds, resulting in an investment of nearly $22.7 million for high-speed broadband access projects across 14 rural Kansas counties. Initiated in 2020, the Broadband Acceleration Grant is a 10-year, $85 million program designed to bring essential internet access to Kansas communities. Administered by the Kansas Office of Broadband Development and funded through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, this latest round of grants brings the program's total investment for broadband infrastructure to more than $41.5 million. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said that by focusing on economically distressed areas, these awards are designed to meet the needs for all Kansans to have access to high-speed internet. The 2024 Broadband Acceleration Grant recipients include locally Nextech in Phillipsburg, receiving $637,000 with a match fund of $596,000. The Kansas Highway Patrol will be working to ensure students are safe on their travels to and from school, as every July and August, the Kansas Highway Patrol troopers partner with school districts across the state to check all school buses and ensure they're in proper working condition. Troopers will check the buses until the beginning of the school session to make sure that vehicles will safely load, transport, and unload students. And troopers will check the lights, emergency exits, tires, windshield wipers, fire extinguishers, first aid kits, and emergency spill kits. Captain Candace Breeshears of the Kansas Highway Patrol said children are our future, and we owe it to the family members and their children to make sure these kids arrive to and from their destination safely. So by partnering with the school districts across Kansas, they can ensure that they are taking the proper steps to keep Kansas children safe. A decal will be displayed in the lower driver's side corner of the windshield for any bus or school vehicle passing inspection. And vehicles that do not comply with safety regulations cannot be used to transport students until all defects are corrected and a trooper rechecks the vehicle. In 2023, the patrol inspected 10,066 buses and other school vehicles for defects. In Nebraska news, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has said no taxes on food, medicine, or business inputs as his tax plan takes shape just days before a special session. And as many unknowns remain, things will move fast. The governor's goal is to cut property taxes by 50%, and that means new caps on local government spending, plus the state would take on the cost of paying for K-12 education. Senators expect debate over how schools are funded, and part of the answer may be collecting sales tax on items that are currently exempt, which could mean taxes on everything from legal services to haircuts and plumbers to auto repairs. While the governor is the one to call the special session, any senator can propose whatever they want within the limits set by the governor's proclamation that hasn't been issued yet. The legislature will be moving fast and may quickly begin a full debate. In addition to expanding the sales tax base, it's likely lawmakers will clash over spending limits for local government, which is the issue many say has brought the most calls from city, county, and school leaders. A big discussion will be on what items are exempt from sales tax that could be taxed in the future. And on Monday, the governor outlined his principles, saying no sales tax on food or medicine, no taxing goods or services provided through nonprofits, and no sales tax on farm or manufacturing inputs. The Nebraska State Patrol says that SWAT team and local drug task forces performed a search warrant at a house in Kearney on Thursday morning, and the house is in the 2500 block of 8th Avenue, which is one block east of the UNK campus. In a news release, investigators said they found 12 guns, about 11 pounds of marijuana, 1 gram of cocaine, 4 pounds of THC wax concentrate, and nearly 50 psilocybin mushrooms candy bars. At the same time, a drug task force performed a search warrant at a different suspect's house in Funk, which is a small town about 25 miles southwest of Kearney. At that house, investigators said they found 5 guns, marijuana products, and psilocybin mushrooms. Authorities arrested 29-year-old Dakota Hancock of Funk and 36-year-old Shane Martin of Kearney, and they each face multiple drug and weapons charges. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the Phillips County, Kansas Sheriff's Office, in the early morning hours of February 14, 2021, deputies were dispatched to a reported shooting in the 600 block of 7th Street in Phillipsburg, and the incident resulted in the death of 43-year-old Jana Lee Constable. On Monday evening, July 22, 2024, at approximately 5:30 p.m., the Phillips County Sheriff's Office executed an arrest warrant for 37-year-old Phillipsburg resident Kevin Lee Hadley. Hadley was arrested on charges of second-degree murder, interference with a law enforcement officer, and possession of a firearm by an intoxicated person. He remains in custody with a $125,000 bond. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office reminds everyone that all persons are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. According to the unofficial minutes of the July 17th Norton City Council meeting, Gerald Jones stated that some time was spent working on the rezoning and signing of the west side of Eisenhower Drive in anticipation of the upcoming school year to improve the traffic flow. At the present, curbs have been painted on the west side of the street in the appropriate areas, and the signs have been put up. The bottleneck area that they have been referring to at the north end of Eisenhower Drive has been properly signed as no parking at any time. The section down south of Crane Street on the dog leg has been signed and appears to be appropriate. The center section from the dog leg down to the center walkway that goes into Eisenhower School is presently signed as no parking school days from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., according to recently passed ordinances. It should be signed as a loading zone. Gerald requested that it be signed appropriately in the near future so there's no confusion at the beginning of the school year. Jason Jones stated that he thinks it would also be helpful to increase the amount of signage in that area. Jason Jones asked for a status update on the emergency sirens, and Alex McKenna reported on behalf of the city administrator, James Maru, that the materials came in on June 22nd and 23rd. He said the contractor said that he will most likely need to reprogram them, so as of right now, the plan is to change them this week on Thursday and Friday. Jason stated he's still having citizens reach out to him regarding the sirens, as it seems to be gaining traction that there is raising concern on the ability to hear the sirens. Jason stated he feels that some testing and trials may be needed to be done first, once the current sirens are fixed, to see if that corrects the issue. However, if they continue to have problems, they should see if any additional sirens are needed. Jason reported a concern was brought to his attention that when a call is made to the city office during business hours and someone wants to speak to a person, they leave a phone number and are told they will be called back, but then they do not receive a call back. Jason requested a conversation be had to see that people are called back in a timely fashion. Jason Jones then stated there will be a personnel committee meeting at 4 p.m. on July 25th. Dale Jacobson requested a work session to discuss the 2025 budget as chair of the Finance Committee, and Dennis Gilhausen stated that he would organize a work session. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve National Flat Tracks application for park and grandstand use for motorcycle races at Elmwood Park Speedway on Sunday, July 28th. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 6-2024, which is a resolution of the City of Norton, Kansas, regarding the governing body intent to levy a property tax exceeding the revenue neutral rate. And the resolution has a proposed mill levy rate of 73 mills, with Dennis stating that he anticipates the final mill rate to be lower than the current proposed. This resolution also set the public revenue neutral rate hearing for 5:45 p.m. on September 4, 2024 at the Norton City Hall. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the 2024-2025 Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance renewal. The motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Jim Miller to approve appropriating ordinance number 14 as a whole. The motion carried. The council was then adjourned at 6:28 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 91 and a calm wind becoming east around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 61 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 96 and a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 65. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 98. On Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. On Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. On Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. And on Monday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 102. Currently with fog, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 94%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.15, and the dew point is 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 818. Next up is your Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined 580 WIBW last Friday and talked about what rookie defensive back Jaden Hicks' role could be this year in the defense.
What you're probably going to see him be, I would think that the predominant role, unless there's injuries, best way I could probably describe it would be like a dime linebacker. I think that's where he fits best right now. Somebody that can absolutely play on the back end. I still think that, hey, if they're going to have anybody in the slot, from a safety standpoint, it's going to be Chamari Connor. So he probably would be more of like maybe the primary backup across the board. I mean, I think the Chiefs are going to play a lot of three safety looks, which means that four safety is going to be pretty important. And I think it's going to play a lot of snaps because, you know, I mean, guys need breaks. And Hicks seems like the guy that can fit in a lot of different places. And like I said, not just safety. I mean, linebacker, too. You can play him in the box. So and certainly the one thing that it seems like they've been working with him a lot has been being that kind of dime safety, a guy that, you know, can show blitz, maybe an actually blitz sometimes. But they've been working with him a lot about his moves and trying to disguise, you know, how he lines up.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.